some things are gonna work out. You're gonna try some things, you lose. You're gonna find some things, you're a winner. You got to learn to pick and choose. You got to climb to the mountain top. You got to swim that river wide. You got to cross that ocean deep. You got to reach way down inside. It's what you take.
Welcome back to Positive 3, the podcast that fearlessly explores the dark, heavy, and hard to talk about aspects of life. I'm your host, Jennifer, also known as the purple and gray-haired Nana of the internet, and I'm here to guide you on a journey of self-discovery and personal growth. Just want to mention, I am not a professional. I am simply a human who is sharing her stories on this roller coaster journey of life with the hopes that my stories will inspire others to be just a bit more kind, a bit more gentle on themselves as they navigate the ups and downs of life. Life can be messy, challenging, and downright difficult at times. But here at Positive 3, I believe that it's in those moments of struggle that we find our true selves. Through honest conversations, introspection, and a sprinkle of humor, we'll navigate the twists and turns of life together. This podcast is for those of you who are tired of surface-level conversations and crave something deeper. We'll dive headfirst into topics like mental health, self-doubt, relationships, and everything in between. No topic is too taboo to be explored, because I believe that by shining a light on the dark and heavy parts of life, we can find the strength to overcome them and also help others find their own strength. But Positive 3 isn't just about dwelling on the negatives. It's about finding the silver linings, the lessons, and the growth that come from facing life's challenges head on. We'll share stories of resilience, triumph, and personal transformation to inspire you on your own journey. Whether you're listening during your morning commute, on a solo walk, or curled up with a cup of tea, Positive 3 is your companion in navigating the complexities of life. Each episode will leave you feeling empowered, motivated, and ready to take on whatever comes your way. So join me here at Positive 3 as we uncover the hidden gems within life's darkest moments. Together, we'll embrace vulnerability, find our true selves, and live our best lives ever. So get ready to hit pause, dive deep, and emerge stronger than ever before. Welcome to Positive 3, where I explore the darkness to discover the extraordinary. Here we go, friends. Today we are diving deep into the world of attachment. We're going to explore the differences between healthy and unhealthy relationships and help give you some tools to better understand if your connection is a healthy one or if perhaps it might need a little bit of more focus and attention if you are finding yourself checking off more of the unhealthy attachment relationship points that we're going to discuss. So for the sake of this podcast, attachment is what I'm talking about is the invisible thread that weaves emotions and connections between individuals. So let's first talk about a healthy attachment in a relationship. So really, a healthy attachment is something that we should all put on high regard. It should be one of the most important aspects of any relationship. It's the foundation for a strong and lasting relationship. A healthy attachment, it creates a secure bond between two people. And it allows those two people to be emotionally connected. There's trust between the two people. And they are able to be vulnerable with one another without fear of any negative consequences. So, you know, you can genuinely be yourself. You can express your fears, your concerns, without worrying how the other person is going to receive those. This bond, it's a source of strength, and it will have open communication in that relationship. With the open communication, you're also going to have a mutual respect for each other. So even though sometimes you may not see eye to eye on certain things, you choose to have mutual respect and you find ways to support, and you also provide emotional safety. So with that, being open and honest in a healthy attachment relationship, you're going to feel safe. You're going to feel secure. And you're also going to feel that that person has your back through the good times and the bad. Okay, so not only does a healthy attachment bring you an emotional connection, but it also allows partners to be emotionally intimate. So it gives them the ability to share their feelings, to communicate their wants and needs. And this is in all aspects of the relationship, not just in the intimacy points. We're going to touch base on intimacy later on down the road. But for now, just know that if you are in a healthy attachment relationship, that you're emotionally connected and you feel safe. You feel able to share your feelings with each other. You feel able to openly communicate your needs and wants with each other. A healthy attachment relationship helps to create a safe, positive, loving, and nurturing environment for both partners. And this will lead ultimately to a more fulfilling and satisfying relationship. The mutual respect that each person will have in a healthy attachment relationship will foster an environment where the boundaries of each person and the opinions of each person are valued. Okay, so there's going to be supportive dynamics in that relationship, supportive dynamics that encourage personal growth and individual pursuits. So not only will you grow on a personal level as an individual, but also as a couple. And while you're growing, you're also going to have the feeling of emotional safety because both partners are going to feel secure and fully accepted in that healthy attachment relationship. So now that we've touched on the healthy attachments of relationships, hopefully that's given you a little better understanding of what a healthy attachment is. But let's now move on to the unhealthy attachment in a relationship. So this is where the two people that are involved, they are overly dependent on one another for emotional support, love, and validation. So this type of attachment can lead to feelings of anxiety. One person or both may become extremely jealous. There's going to be a lot of mistrust in the relationship. And more often than not, this is going to cause this unhealthy attachment is going to cause the relationship to become toxic. So individuals who form an unhealthy attachment, they may not be able to function without their partner, and they become overly possessive or they're clingy. You know, they may not let you go out with your friends at night. They are going to question where you are all the time. They're going to want you to be answering their calls whenever they call, and if they don't, their behavior is going to become unrational or irrational, and they, one or both partners, may fear abandonment and make extreme attempts to keep their partner close. You know, this could be, for example, watching their social media, tracking their phone calls, going through their text messages, excessive questions as to where you've been and what you're doing. In an unhealthy attachment, one or both partners may also have extreme difficulty expressing their own needs or feelings, or they may feel very threatened when their partner expresses their own. So, you know, if you're in a relationship and you don't feel comfortable coming home to share with your partner when you've had a bad day, or when you're feeling sad, or when you're feeling scared, this might be signs of an unhealthy attachment in the relationship. And an unhealthy attachment in relationships, it can be really damaging to both partners. It can bring about feelings of resentment, anger, and insecurity if it's not addressed. So some red flags that I will bring up here about unhealthy attachments, you know, things to kind of be on the lookout: excessive dependence, where one relies on the other for validation. So, you know, if your partner is constantly needing you to validate and to praise and to, you know, in an unhealthy way, I mean, a healthy relationship, you're going to want to give that praise and give that love. But if it becomes excessive, and if it, you know, if one person is demanding more, and if they're acting out if they don't get it, that might be something to look at a little more in depth. Control issues, you know, if somebody is trying to manipulate or control your actions, or their lack of trust is leading to persistent jealousy, constantly questioning where you're going, accusing you of things that you haven't done. In an unhealthy attachment relationship, there's going to be emotional roller coasters. And yes, there is going to be emotional roller coasters in every relationship, because that's just part of life. But if you're seeing a pattern of frequent highs and lows with no stability, and again, like I mentioned earlier, not being able to express your concerns, not feeling safe to share your opinions, this is all something that might be indicators that perhaps it's not the healthiest of attachments you have. So again, bringing up on what to look for, self-reflection is really important when you're questioning how the attachment is in your relationship. So assessing your own feelings and experiences within the relationship, this is kind of crucial to figuring out if this is just kind of like a one-time thing and your partner's having a bad day, you know, because we all do that. We all have bad days where things are going to be a little more, you know, hairy, scary, and not quite as stable as other times. But if you're noticing a pattern, so sometimes this might be helpful to consider a journal to track your emotions and identify patterns in the relationship. You might want to seek some feedback from a close friend or somebody that you can trust that might bring some outside perspectives, helping you to recognize potential pitfalls in your attachment style in this relationship. So again, these are all just kind of points to keep in mind, and I'm not here to tell you that you're in an unhealthy relationship. I'm not here to tell you anything. I'm here to encourage you to, again, embark on a journey of self-reflection. So if you feel that perhaps maybe you are in an unhealthy attachment relationship, the first thing that might be helpful to do is to establish clear boundaries by openly communicating your needs. And again, if this isn't welcomed by your partner, then, you know, maybe this isn't the right relationship for you. So seek support from your friends. Maybe you even want to go to a therapist to help navigate the complexities associated with either trying to mend an unhealthy attachment relationship or to break free from that relationship. So prioritizing your self-care, that is really crucial for anything going on in your life. When you focus on your well-being and you put the emphasis on your personal growth, this is going to help you establish what boundaries and what is healthy for you. So again, this is just a little glimpse of healthy versus unhealthy attachments. And if you feel that you're not fully being supported by your partner, you know, or perhaps you have seen some friends that you think might be, this is just some seeds to let you explore a little more and recognize that sometimes there is unhealthy attachments and relationships, and that you definitely deserve connections that will uplift and support you. So again, I just want to thank you for taking your time and spending your precious time with me here at Pause 2-3. And I hope you found some helpful information here. And if you are struggling, if you are feeling that you are in an unhealthy attachment relationship, please reach out. Okay, please reach out to your friends. Please reach out to a therapist. Please reach out, because you are deserving of connections and relationships that are beneficial to your personal growth. Again, until next time, sending you much peace, love, and kindness as you go about your day.
As we say goodbye for now, I just want to take this time to thank you for sharing your time with me and taking some time for yourself to hopefully listen to podcasts and gain some insight, and hopefully they're going to help you along this journey that you're living. So until next time, I wish you peace, I wish you kindness, I wish you happiness, and I wish you love. Now, if this podcast has been entertaining, beneficial for yourself, I encourage you to please share it. And if there's other people out there that you think who might benefit from my podcast and its vision, I please encourage you to share it as well. The best way we can do the best in our life is by sharing what we feel is good. So until next time, my friends, take care, be kind, sending lots of love. Bye for now.
Time.